Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers. My name is Tony Truppiano. I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host, and I am here with Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR and creator of the online feature magazine Sensation Jennings Wire. It's a community of bloggers that their personal experiences and the wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web. And we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger just right for you.
Oh, thank you, Tony. I do appreciate the introduction. And yes, Jennings Wire is just a wonderful online magazine that has grown near and dear to my heart. Of course, I'm the creator of it, but what I love the most is we have hundreds of bloggers, and all of them sharing their insights and wisdom and their stories and their wonderful backgrounds and histories. And they're so rich, and they're wonderful. At times, they'll make you laugh. They'll even make you cry. We're so happy to have Justina Page. She is a blogger with Jennings Wire, and we are honored to have her voice on our site. She has an inspirational story that will touch your life, probably in a way that hasn't been touched in a very long time, or perhaps ever. So welcome, Justina.
Glad to be here, Annie.
Absolutely. Listen, in the early morning hours of March 7th, 1999, Justina Page's life changed forever when a four-alarm house fire ravaged and destroyed her family's home. In the aftermath, in addition to the heartbreaking loss of one of her 22-month twin boys, Justina had to cope with the physical injuries left behind on both her and their surviving sons. Out of the ashes of this tragedy, an ember of hope sparked, lighting a path for her award-winning book, The Circle of Fire, which chronicles her triumphant journey to full life. The Circle of Fire was released in the summer of 2011 and details her inspirational journey of discovering how something positive can be salvaged from every agonizing experience. Justina, let me ask, you've experienced a very horrific situation losing your son, injuries to multiple family members, and the loss of all your possessions. Yet you have, against all the odds, went on to become an author, found a nonprofit organization, you speak professionally, you're doing a documentary, and many other impressive awards along the way. How did you go on and not just give up?
The will to live. One thing I've learned for sure is that there's a thing called life. It's just going to happen. I don't care how we set out to structure our lives, how good it looks. Somewhere in the walk, things out of the ordinary or something unexpected is going to happen. Tax audits, terminal illness, unexpected death. They just happen. And our challenge is not to live in fear of it. When that life happens, we can't let it get in the way. We have to use that life as a stepping stone and build on it.
Now, you are truly inspirational. Discuss the topic of the book in a little more detail, if you would. Maybe share a real story or an example that somebody can relate to.
Yeah, well, this book was birthed from, of course, my own personal tragedy. On March 7th, 1999, my husband, myself, and our six sons, who at that time were ages 9 through 22 months, experienced a real horrific house fire in the middle of the night, about 2 a.m., that resulted in the death of one of our 22-month sons. I woke first to explosions. TVs were exploding, smoke, complete darkness. I hit my husband in the head and screamed the house was on fire, and everything was a rumble. He drove me out first, but having young twin sons, and I know the rules, and I know what you're supposed to do. I was a homeschool mom. I had taught them fire safety. So I'm very familiar with all of that. But because of who I am and being a mother, I jump back in and I get pinned by a bookshelf that falls on me in my bedroom. So my four older boys, they go to the point. They wait on their father. Thank God for a safety plan. He's able to throw them out. Even though they were burned, they weren't burned as severely. Husband comes back around, pulls me out a second time, go back around the house, pulls out one of the twins who is burned severely, face, neck, arms, and then the house collapses before he's able to get that last son. So The Circle of Fire is a book that talks about overcoming hard things and challenges. There's so many fires, and all of them are not relegated to just a natural fire. There's marital fires and financial fires. But I want to encourage people to hope again and to keep moving on.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, you're such an amazing, inspirational person, and I know you hear that from a lot of people. Can you share some tips on how to move forward after a catastrophic life event?
Of course I can. The first thing you need is hope. The subtitle to my book is In the Midst of the Ashes, an Ember of Hope Flickered, and it was just such a descriptive phrase for what actually happened to me. In the midst of all the loss, in the midst of my health, in the midst of not being able, being in a coma for months, in the midst of all of that, it was something in me that wanted to move on. And a lot of times when people experience catastrophe or something very traumatic, that's the thing that dies. It's no will to go on. But hope is our greatest internal life coach. I call it the heartbeat of survival. You have to have something in mind that is worth moving forward. And you don't let the tragedy be so close to your sight that you can't see a way out. And what I mean by that, if all you can see is what happened to you, that's not going to encourage you. You've got to move that back just a wee bit where it's enough far away of you that you can see an exit out of your trouble. And I can give you an example of that. As long as the loss of the child and the loss of everything we owned and the injuries was all I can see, I fell into despair. But when I backed away from it far enough, I began to see a silver lining given to me. I began to see all those five other children that could have expired as well, that husband that stood by me through thick and thin and needed me, and that changed the focus and evolved all kind of motivation and healing within.
Well, you definitely have a story of tragedy to triumph. There's no question that's true. What does triumph look like for you?
Well, the first thing I want to say about that is it doesn't have a universal measure. And what I mean by that is it is tailor-made for the person trying to achieve it. So you don't have to go through what I go through to call yourself triumphant, first of all. And I don't have to go through what you go through to call myself triumphant. The way triumph looks like on me will not look, it'll look very different on you. The thing about triumph is when you can stand on top of the situation that would have normally knocked you down and you begin to build again, you're on that triumphant path.
You're amazing. What is your wish for the listeners today, and what message do you want to leave with them?
Well, no matter what happens in your world, handle life. And don't let life handle you. It's two very, very different things. And also, you want to let any results from life be a stepping stone. And that includes failures. A lot of times we take our successes and we're encouraged and we move forward and we move on. But even failures are not doing the things right or having the wrong attitude. I'm sorry, the wrong attitude. You can take that and make it a learning tool to not fall that way again and keep moving forward. And you got to remember, life can often give us a clear roadmap to purpose. I mean, everything that I went through put me in the positions that I am, and I'm not afraid of where that's leading me. And lastly, no one can fulfill your life purpose better than you. You're unique, and you're the one who has to do it.
Well, you are an inspiration. Annie, I'm going to let you take it from here.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Justina, for actually, a breathtaking interview. I mean, very inspirational. And, Tony, I appreciate the interview as well. You did an excellent job. And I'd like to remind everyone that Justina Page is the author of the award-winning book, The Circle of Fire. She is the founder and executive director of the Amos House of Faith, which supports families affected by burn trauma. To find out more about Justina Page and to purchase her book, The Circle of Fire, please visit her website, thecircleoffirebook.com. That's thecircleoffirebook.com. And her nonprofit site as well, theamoshouseoffaith.org. And let me just spell that for you quickly, the Amos, A-M-O-S, houseoffaith.org. Justina is a Jennings Wire blogger. You can also visit her column. She's got some beautiful posts up there as well. We're very, an excellent blogger to follow on the site. You'll always be inspired, that's for sure. Her column name is Heart, Beauty, and True Confidence. I encourage everyone listening today to share this post because, you know, even though our challenges are probably nowhere near and may never be, you know, near Justina's, everybody does face a challenge in their life, an uphill battle sometimes, a tragedy that they need to come back from. And it's very nice to know that there's a podcast like this that people can listen to for inspiration. So I want to thank Justina again. Yes, amen it is. And this podcast is presented by JenningsWire.com. JenningsWire is an exciting community of bloggers who come together to share their wisdom, experiences, and lessons learned throughout their lives.